This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike from Pasco County Tub Refinishing, letting you know about an offer we have for this month. We are offering a tub special for tub refinishing of $199, tub and tile for $299. All of our work is warranted for 5 years. We offer senior discounts as well as military discounts and servicemen discounts. My email address is pascotubrefinishing@gmail.com, and our website is pascocountytubrefinishing.com. And please give us a call. My name is Mike, and I'm the owner. Thank you very much. And my phone number is 727-557-8568.
Hi, it's Sandy from Clearwater Curves. Curves is a 30-minute complete body workout designed for women. Fun, fast, and safe. Whether you want to lose weight, gain more energy, or just stay healthy, you can get started today at 50% off by calling 727-536-6910. Hey, you owe it to yourself. Get back on track. Again, and that number is 727-536-6910. Call now.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Everything you wanted to know about the music industry, ask Vic. Vic McClain from Virtuoso Music and Distribution on the TAN Talk Radio Network. Call Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, 727-441-3000.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Listening to Hollywood Connections. I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's Wednesday, and you know what that means. It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. With your hosts, Miss Diva, Florida Diva Yvonne Madison, and the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reiss. Lights, camera, action, you're on.
Thank you so much, Bobby and Yvonne. Welcome back. We love you so much for being here.
Oh, I'm glad to be here.
Guess what we have today? You know, HollywoodConnections.biz is all about helping you get connected in show business.
Yes.
We're featuring singers from around the world. Mm-hmm. And we are super excited because we have Billy Kelly on the phone. And let's put him on. Hello, Billy.
Hi, Billy.
Hey. Hi. How you doing?
We're great. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I love country because I got a hat on.
Yeah,
it's on all the time.
It is. So, Bill Kelly, what are you up to these days, and where are you?
Well, we're staying really busy, traveling around, playing. We got a show coming up with the opening for Little Texas coming up here on August 26th. But we're traveling around, playing, and just reaching as many people as we can. So,
traveling? Are you traveling our way in Tampa?
You know, I actually just got back from California, went to Vegas, and now I just got back just the other day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm recouping. We play tonight, and we play again tomorrow. So we're staying really busy. So,
well, guess what? When we come back, I have a surprise for you on something. You sent me actually 3 songs, and my engineer Bobby is going to play one of them. What song are we going to kick off first? What is your best one we want to airplay?
Oh, you know, Go Big or Go Home I've got a new album coming out here fairly soon, but I had a Christmas album, and that Go Big or Go Home came out last year, so we're still pushing that, and Go Big or Go Home is on that album, so it's a good one to start with.
Okay, stay on the phone with us, enjoy your drive time home, and listen to one of my favorite artists, and I got a surprise for you when we come back. This is Bill Kelly.
Said it when I was scared to ask Mary Beth to the 7th grade dance. My buddies dared me with it before I jumped. Yeah, Coach yelled in that Friday night with the playoff spot is on the line. I heard it so many times. I guess it just stuck. Go big or go home and play chips all in like you came to win. When it's time to rock and roll, go big or go home. We'll go big or go home. Now this is our time, boys. Let's lace them up. Get your game face on. Let's get her done. Laying down for those letters running across your chest. When you step out of this locker room, have a band of brothers' attitude. No guts, no glory, no regrets. Give them something that they'll never forget. Go big or go home. And play chips all in like you came to win. When it's time to rock and roll, go big or go home. I'm talking full on strong, baby, all day long. If you're gonna give them a show,
that's not a little bit of country. That's a lot of country. Wow. And so, you know, we had met through a mutual friend back in the days and so forth. But, you know, Billy, who is your agent or manager?
Well, you know, I've been doing a lot of self-managing, but I am working with a girl named Kelly Cook right now a little bit. So we're both doing some things together. And, you know, we kind of make decisions which direction we need to move left and right now.
Well, I have also a SAG agent for you. He does take a lot of singers and bands, and we're really excited because he books them all over. And so what I'll do today is I'll send you the paperwork. And, you know, even to have a SAG agent for TV and film, you never know what movie needs a country band in it, you know, and for bookings. So it is non-exclusive, so we'll make sure that you get that paperwork today.
Yeah, send it out to him.
Awesome. Well, we're going to come back in just another minute and play one more of his song. What other song are we going to play?
Next video coming out. It's not over yet. So you want to knock that one? We've got a video coming out for that one here in the next 2 weeks.
Ooh, that's exciting. And where do you call home? Where's home for you, Billy?
Well, I'm in Oklahoma. So that's where home's at, in central Oklahoma.
Could you say that again?
You know, not too far where Blake Shelton and stuff. Center, you know, he's about 30 minutes north of me. So,
okay. I have a reporter out in Nashville. How far are you from Nashville?
Well, you know, we're, you know, I'm probably, you know, I'd have to figure the hours out. Probably about 8 hours.
Okay.
You know, 8-10 hours from Nashville.
Well, let me know if you are in Nashville. I've got a new reporter that I'd love to have her cover anything that you're doing as well.
Sure.
Awesome. All right. So let's go to that next music. With Billy Kelly. And Billy, thank you so much for calling in. We're going to end it with this song.
Not over yet.
Great.
There we go.
Right.
Thank you.
He thought he was tough as he loaded up his truck, and he didn't stop to tell her goodbye. But it wasn't tough enough, because his heart called his bluff in the middle of a cold, dark night. It's not over yet, not by a long shot. You might have killed the fire, but the embers are still hot. One more memory, another cigarette. He can't let go of what he can't forget. He might drink her off his mind or drink himself to death. It ain't over till it's over, and it's not over yet. She crosses his mind every other heartbeat. Her memory just won't leave him alone. He can't sleep, he don't eat, but he's craving something sweet. Candy doesn't answer the phone. It's not over yet, not by a long shot. He might have killed the fire, but the embers are still hot. One more memory, another cigarette. He can't let go of what he can't forget. He might drink her off his mind or drink himself to death. It ain't over till it's over, and it's not over yet. He knocks on her front door. She'll let him in. He said, baby, it won't be like before. I promise I'll never break your heart again. Yeah. Oh, don't break my heart, baby. It's not over yet. Fire, but the embers are still hot. One more memory, another cigarette. He can't let go of what he can't forget. He might drink her off his mind or drink himself to death. It ain't over till it's over, and it's not over yet. It ain't over till it's over, and it's not over yet.
And we're back. And what do you think of that music?
I love it. I love country music. It reminds me, it tells a story. It tells a story all the time.
I know.
And like the blues, it tells a story all the time.
You know,
I like that.
When I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, it's so funny because I wear the hat when I come and visit my sons, you know, and I've got to do that soon. Yeah, that's all country I listen to as well. So anyways, let's welcome Andrew Heller, gifttotheheart.com. Andrew is on a film set right now, but he's taking a break to call us. Andrew, welcome.
Hi, Dawn. How's everybody?
We're doing good.
Fabulous. We miss you here. And I know you're on a movie set right now.
Yes, it's called Epiphany. It's being shot here in Tarpon Springs. We have Christina and Kula directing and some really great people. And I'm a supporting role. I actually played a bad guy named George. And the story is very interesting because it's about the Greek community. It's about a little girl, you know, finding her way in life and the fact that her family has always been a bit of a shambles.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a great, great story and lots of really, really good people and enjoying working on it. But outside of that, in the last week, we filled out a lot of our cast with some really top-notch people out of L.A., for a gift of the heart. And we also got a global spokesperson out of Arkansas, Sheila Schaffner.
Yes.
The other day.
Yes.
Which we were really excited about. And she's spearheading, and her platform is the same as ours, which is to help kids with cancer. So we've teamed up together and putting her out there and having her talk about the film.
Well, I know, you know, my idea, too, with you and Sheila together, I know that, you know, she does raise money for a lot of people in different charities. And that's why I connected the two of you together. And she's so excited. I met her at the national pageant. She won the international title. And, you know, the other thing with Sheila that, you know, you two will collaborate together. And I know that's why I connected you two, because I saw the same thing happening. I'm like, wow, I need to get her with Andrew. So that's when I did that. And then, she can be a great spokesperson to help raise money for a gift of the heart. I believe that.
Wasn't he on tour?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. She's already starting that process. We had a long chat, and her thoughts about the way I'm approaching it are 100% identical. So
I knew that.
You know, this is a perfect match, you know, for raising awareness and getting onto a global stage. And she's already got some interviews lined up. She said she can get on Good Morning America and all these places.
Beautiful.
So she's really going to go out there and speak from the heart about a gift of the heart, which is great because I'm so busy doing other stuff, I don't have the time to be out front. So it gives me somebody out there on the road.
That's right. And your PR person, Dawn Reese, did a great job on that.
And you. And it's all your fault, Dawn.
I know. It's so super cool. You know, A Gift of the Heart has John Schneider in it from the Dukes of Hazzard, Austin St. John, the original Power Ranger. And Andrew also has a workshop that he's putting together. We're working on coming up called, the Actors Jam Session, everybody. Mm-hmm. And if you can inbox me on Facebook under Dawn Reese or go to HollywoodConnections.biz and email me, we're putting this together, and it's only $150 for a two-day jam session, right, Andrew?
That's correct. Yeah.
Is it like an actor's workshop?
Exactly. It's a jam session because basically you're learning on camera, in person, 50 years of information in 2 days.
That's good.
You will never get that kind of schooling anywhere. But, your listeners, if they are in and around Tarpon Springs, while we're shooting here doing Epiphany, let your listeners know.
For sure.
Go look up Epiphany the movie and check it out.
Andrew, weren't you on the road recently?
Yeah. I got back about 2.5 weeks ago. I drove the Crusader Mobile, which is my car all dressed up with a big heart on top, all the way to L.A. Spent a week in meetings in L.A. and then drove all the way back.
How did you make out?
Well, it's good because when I went, I only had 2 cast members, and now I have 12.
Oh,
wow.
That's good.
And I've got people that are starting to put money behind the film. So
very good.
So it's been very, very exciting. I've been very, very busy. And then, of course, I booked this role on this film out of the blue, so I was like, okay, well, I guess I got to take a break from doing what I'm doing to work on this.
Now, did you book that yourself, or is that through an agent?
I actually found it myself, and I applied for the role, and I ended up reading for 6 different roles, and they ended up giving me a much bigger role.
Wow.
So I was pretty excited about that.
That's super cool. And so everyone can go to agiftoftheheart.com. Also, there's a Gift of the Heart book you can buy. And the promo code, what was that promo code again?
That is Hollywood, as in Hollywood Connection.
That's right.
Put in code.
Put in Hollywood. Great.
You can get A Gift of the Heart. You can get, there's 2 children's books up there, the Actor's Handbook's up there. And we'll be putting some more books up in time over the next couple of months as well. So there's always, stuff you can do. And then we'll also be notifying everybody when our Kickstarter starts in 3 weeks around the country. So that if people, want to participate there, they can always go and donate there. There'll be little things that, they can get for, depending on how much they donate.
That's beautiful. Now, how long are you in town, Andrew?
I am in town until Monday, and then I will be gone for 2 days, and then I'll be back for 3 days, and then I'm done on this film, and then I'll be back in Orlando.
Okay, yeah, tomorrow we have a film director coming to our sailboat at the marina, and they're going to shoot for about an hour on the boat with a drone.
Oh,
so that'll,
oh wow.
I know.
Uh-huh.
That's going to be super cool. So we're going to be up early and down at the marina tomorrow. Well, Andrew, thank you so much for joining us today on our show, and have some fun over there, and we'll get together, while you're in town.
Yeah, absolutely, and always a pleasure to talk to you ladies and be on the radio station and let your listeners know what you and I are up to.
That's right. And I'm so glad that Sheila has joined the team of forces and the power. Yeah. Yes, I believe that. And that's when she told me her platform, I was like, oh my God, I've got to connect you with Andrew right away.
Yeah.
And that's
Absolutely.
A blessing. That's a blessing. Sounds great. Well, Andrew, have a great day. And I know we have some more guests in the house, and you'll have to meet this beautiful lady when you're back in town. And I'll send you the podcast afterwards.
Absolutely. Sounds great.
Awesome. And, before you go, say hello to Andrew. I didn't tell everybody who you are yet. Introduce yourself.
Hi there, Andrew. I'm Sarah Ann Butler, and I do everything from the heart. And I started to do that years ago. And I specialize in keeping the speaking and the singing voice healthy. And now in my retirement, I'm able to act again and perform.
Well, that's great.
And blessings.
You know, you got to follow your soul.
Blessings to you.
It's an absolute blessing. Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure meeting you.
Awesome, Andrew.
And we'll meet in person soon enough. Unfortunately, ladies, I got to run. I've got to go into makeup and wardrobe because we're going to shoot a couple of scenes here.
Super cool.
I have to run, but always a pleasure. But I'm back to Epiphany. Have the listeners look it up.
Okay.
Awesome. So in the meantime, thank you, Andrew. We're going to go to King James. He wants to play some music, and we're going to come back with our special VIP guest in the house and talk about what they've been doing. And what are you going to do for us, King James? We need the microphone.
You prefer the flute. I prefer the drum, but...
You have both?
The buddy is the drum.
Okay.
You know that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
he's an amazing drummer and the drum circle and flutes, and I love his flute music.
I just did a cancer clinic this morning, and I just take my drums in there, and the patients, they feel good. You know, I said, where are you going to go and beat on something that doesn't hit you back?
Aww.
But in Africa, the drums are known for healing instruments, and they just uplift you.
King, because the drum is a copy of the heart.
Exactly.
And that's where you get healed from the heart.
Right. First beat. And that's the beat I teach, the heartbeat first.
Kennedy's memorial. Yes, we're on the air.
Oh, you were there. Yes.
Ah.
Okay, we'll talk.
Okay.
All right, Dawn's done a tight climb. She's got a lot going to ever since she's got back. I'm excited for her, really. I mean, a lot of times I don't do anything unless she comes back and she gets things going like we do fashion shows.
Mm-hmm.
But she likes the flute. I like the flute and poetry and the drum beat, and it all just blends together.
You want me to say my favorite poem?
And I'll just back you up. Yes.
Okay. Take it away. We're live.
I've known rivers. I've known rivers ancient as the world and older than the flow of human blood in human veins. My soul has grown deep like the rivers. I bathed in the Euphrates when dawns were young. I built my hut near the Congo, and it lulled me to sleep. I looked upon the Nile, and I raised the pyramids above them. And I heard the singing of the Mississippi when old Lincoln went down to New Orleans. I've seen its muddy bosom turn all golden in the sunset. I've known rivers, ancient, dusky rivers. My soul has grown deep like the rivers.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Isn't that flute beautiful and the poetry? Beautiful.
Thank you.
She is an actress. She's working. Tell us what you're doing with Walter Briggs. He's on. Say hi, Walter.
Hi, Walter.
He's actually on the Facebook.
Oh.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah. Say hi, Walter. Yes, he just popped on.
Hi, Walter.
So tell us what you're doing with Walter.
Well, I'm just helping him out with his script and what he has going for him in the future, especially around Christmas time.
That's right.
Caregivers Christmas Carol, and it's something totally fantastic.
We're excited. And you're part of it, too.
Oh, yes. I have a part in it.
Woohoo! Walter Briggs, and he was actually a former quarterback of the New York Jets football and a playwriter, actor. And he's got an agent now as well. And he's been, you know, he was in the movie All the Right Moves and so many, so many opportunities. So anyways, but in the meantime, we're going to go to a commercial with Curves. And I know I want to thank them for me getting healthy and fit. And I go for 30-minute workout.
And you look it, too.
I'm feeling good. I'm losing inches.
You're looking beautiful. Yes, you are.
Thank you. And it's helping, you know. Plus, I went for a really big audition last week. Really big one. And if I get it, I'll let you know how that goes.
Okay.
And it's really super exciting with my agent. All right, we'll be right back with our VIP guest.
Hi, it's Sandy from Clearwater Curves. Curves is a 30-minute complete body workout designed for women. Fun, fast, and safe. Whether you want to lose weight, gain more energy, or just stay healthy, you can get started today at 50% off by calling 727-536-6910. Hey, you owe it to yourself. Get back on track. Again, and that number is 727-536-6910. Call now.
I know.
Oh, we're back.
We're back, everybody, and thank you so much. King James, what a wonderful, I love that. It's peaceful and serenity and tranquility, and he always brings that to the show, and we're super excited that he's with us. Well, in the meantime, Yvonne Madison, my beautiful co-host, we have some super superb guests in the house. And Sarah, tell everybody who you are.
Sarah Ann Butler. And I'm a licensed speech pathologist. That's how I made my dough. But now I'm using my heart to do what I do best, which is repair the voice, act with the voice. I've had so much coaching with drama growing up, and now I have a chance to use it. And with me is one of my students.
Wow. Well, okay, we're going to swing the mic over, and it's sharing day today. So welcome to the show, and introduce yourself, who you are.
Hi, I'm Olga Cruz. I am a student of Sarah Ann Butler's. I love working with her, and I'm an actor for many years, union, and involved in writing a lot for a dinner theater group down in Gulfport. And I have two French bulldogs, and one is deaf and one is lame. So there you go.
Oh,
so how long have you been studying with her?
For the last 2 years. Every Monday, me and Sarah Ann get together.
Yeah. And what exactly does that do for your voice?
Well, it makes my voice a lot stronger. Mm-hmm. I also play harmonium, and I'm a chanter and mm-hmm. a stage actor, so... she tells me my voice will last forever, so I'm hopeful.
Good.
Yeah.
How did you two meet?
Oh, this is fun. I met Olga because I went to Happy Feet, and I love Kenko sandals, and I've always loved foot reflexology.
Yes.
And that's how Olga and I met.
That's how we met, because I was working. I'm a licensed massage therapist, and I work for the owner of Happy Feet.
Oh,
she's
okay.
One of my clients for years, and I was working on people's feet. And Sarah Ann, there she is.
And I see them advertising all the time.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I always wanted to go there. I think now that I met you two ladies, I will go.
well, these Kenko, K-E-N-K-O-H, yes. They massage your feet as you're walking.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
So I always wear them when I'm at home.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they can fix a lot of problems. A lot of people's feet problems get fixed just wearing those sandals. Which
I'm
is great.
So glad, Olga, I didn't have to fix your feet.
My husband. That. No, wait a minute. You fixed a voice, not the feet.
Just
the voice.
Yeah. And I'm going to give you the latest that I'm doing with Olga, which is I'm giving her ideas on how to hold your lips and how to say an exercise. Because I taught university, I taught all kinds of methods. Kenneth Westerman. Georges Cunelli, who I studied with in London. You know, of course, as a speech pathologist, you have to study whatever they give you from university. But I then I sing jazz, and I used to sing coloratura. I used to be a university professor. But this is the exercise I gave you. Here we go. Are you ready?
This is exciting.
Sure,
okay. Mm-hmm. This exercise is la-ve-te-da. Now, I want you to watch how I'm really chewing that. La, de, te, da. See these teeth that pull the meat or the apples apart? Those are the ones you want to really touch. And this will help anybody who is listening do an accent. Now, Will you? Yes.
Yes, this is Chiquita. I would like to get some bananas because when I was wearing don't talk to me about bananas unless you got some to give to me. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Did you notice that Olga's teeth were almost touching all over the place? Because that's how you do a Central American accent.
Now, wow.
Now you can do something with... Now just do that sound. Get a little nasal. Now da. Do it again and chew it. La ve te da.
Okay. Well, Miss Butler, were you going to have me down to your house sometime? Were you?
Honey, child, I just can't hardly wait because, you know, I was living up in Toccoa, Georgia, where James Brown started. What was kind of up there, too, playing his gospel. Okay. Will you try another one with me?
I'll try, yes.
Now, try lowering your voice or making it more nasal, whichever you want.
Okay. If we could get a different government, it wouldn't really be much different than this one, because this one is okay. Is that okay with you, or do you want something different?
Well... Personally, I'm in favor of the Brahmin approach, the Indian British approach.
Oh, I see. So you're talking about the governor? I mean, you want to have a governor? You want to have a queen? If you want a queen, well, why don't you go back to England? Well, that's where we came from, and I'm not going back there because they eat too many of those little fish. You know, these little fish, they're disgusting.
That's right. Now, also, Olga's voice and your lovely hostess, Yvonne, her voice will last forever because, as a speech pathologist, I couldn't let my musicality leave me. So here I am teaching in Atlanta City school system, and I'm working assistive technology with kids that cannot talk. So I made sure that they had, at Frederick Douglass High, that they had a chance to get up with sign and make any joyful sound to sing, "Don't ever give up. Don't ever lose the dream that you dream every day." And it took a year and a quarter to get them to really use their technology to sing that song and to make the sounds when they could make sounds. Because, again, these are children who are 60 and 50 IQ and lower with assistive technology. But now I'm so happy because I've worked with little kids who I teach them to play the piano so that they have their little exercise. Uh-huh. And then I have I had a student whose family wanted her to sing only Spanish speaking. And I said, at age 4 and a half, oh, yeah, she could do it. And she did it.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, you know,
I see you're very interesting. That's very interesting.
So if somebody is going out for a part in a movie and they say they need a dialect, you know, of an English accent and they don't know, like, you know, have a cup of tea for the afternoon.
Oh,
it's tea time at the Grand Floridian.
Okay.
Have you ever been there?
No.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I have not.
Ooh, la, la. And the thing is, if a person just relies on their ear, that's not going to be good because you're in different environments all the time. But if you know what to do with the lips and the tongue and the roof of the mouth,
yes,
and lowering the voice, you know. And so I do the whole body. I always analyze the whole body.
How long are your classes and where can people reach you?
They can reach me from my website at voice.com. Loss, sarassolution.com, and that's an S-A-R-A-S. And an easy way to remember it is VLSS.net. And then otherwise, that seems to be the easiest way, just to go to my website.
Well, I have a friend named Jacqueline, as she's Mama J Speaks. It's so funny. She said, oh my gosh, I think she's one of my customers at Dillard's.
That's right.
Yes, she's on. She's saying hello.
Oh, this is beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
So also, you know, a lot of people want to know, do you do voiceover work, you know, for different commercials and in opportunities out there?
I've never done that, but I can train people to.
Well, you know,
and I love to act.
We had a couple weeks ago, Yvonne, I'll have to send her the podcast. We had an expert on voiceovers, and there's like two websites you can go to get on that you put your voiceover on, I'll have to send it to you.
But I want to say something. Yeah. When I was in college and I spoke, my professor told me, being that I'm Black, that a lot of the tribal people, they didn't have the TH sound. That's why back in the day, they go the man, because so he taught me, even though I'm a northerner and I had half of the TH sound, but if I put my tongue up in the roof of my mouth, that's when I say the, not the.
Very good. Very good.
And after I got that over that class, uh-huh. I was speaking. People said, are you from England?
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I have a lot of film directors that are watching and listening as well. Are you interested that they could hire you for being on a set for dialogue? Is that something that maybe comes to mind as well?
Yes, I could.
Okay.
Yes, I could, certainly.
That would be good. Well, I also have a surprise for you two ladies. You're very talented, and the agency we're working with is a SAG agency, and these are only for people that need really good training. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's good theater out there. People are always saying, where can I go for training and acting? You know, a lot of the casting directors, Lori Wyman, Ellen Jacoby, you have to check in and find out who is teaching, you know, classes and workshops. And it's always good to go to somebody that is a casting director. You know, Kathy Laughlin in Tampa is very good, you know, and you can't really get an agent unless you have training. That's a big thing. You know, you can go to the extra places. There's Frontier Casting, there's Crowdshot Casting, and you can go on their website for free and be an extra. Of course, you're going to get emails saying, are you available for this, you know, casting for Disney or something?
Right.
You know, and that's a good start. Uh-huh. But if you really want a good agent, you know, people ask me, and here's another thing, you know, at this time, there's, you know, Barbizon Corporate Headquarters in Tampa. I'm going to bring this up.
Okay.
You know, and, you know, people want to know, I can go to Barbizon, I can get training, I can get runway, I can get acting. That's a substance to put on your resume. You know, that's just one of them. They're all over the United States. And I've seen so many success stories from that as well. You know, so my point is, get out there, get some good training. You know, it's not just a pretty face and as well as some good headshots. The main thing is, all these directors that are coming here, you know, we had Ron here, you know, the film director that's doing a SAG film.
Yes.
And he was looking for monologues. And so if you don't have a monologue or know anything about that, he was trying to put people in his movie and audition live on the show. I do want to tell you, Yvonne, he went down to the SuperCon for us in Fort Lauderdale and covered that. And he's got some really good interviews for us coming up that we can airplay. So, but, you know, I always tell people with training, and that does help.
I just wanted to say something about the student. Did they say her name? The student? You.
Oh, introduce yourself to everybody again.
Oh, my name's Olga Cruz.
Oh, yes, they did.
Thank you, Yvonne.
Oh, you're very, very good.
Oh, thank you.
Keep up the good work. That's wonderful.
And what she did, which is neglected by many people, they put all this money into acting, but they neglect
the voice.
The voice.
Yes.
And so when I first got Olga, she had a limited upper range, and so we expanded that. And so so now she's got about seven more half steps, and that's great. And everything is by steps in life. And let me think what else. I'm going to be going back to Atlanta because I call Atlanta home. I was very active in East Atlanta for social justice. and I'm a part of Partnerships in Peace. And I just know that that's where I belong. But I have really enjoyed the time in Florida. However, people can see me and work with me on Skype.
Oh, good. That's good. Yes. I heard you say something about James Brown, the home of James Brown. Yep, and that is Dawn's favorite right there.
That's right.
Do you know the other day, last week, if you go to our podcast, we had Deanna Brown on, James Brown's daughter from Augusta, and we had B.B. King's daughter, Rita King.
Wow.
Which was amazing power royalty to have these daughters of these power, you know, performers on. Yeah. That was phenomenal.
And they both are doing something really good now.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Deanna's actually doing a group, you know, she's got a foundation under her, the kids, and they're helping as well. We played their music, and Rita has a new book out that you're reading.
I read it.
Oh,
yes,
good.
It was fabulous.
Okay.
It was dedicated to her sister.
Right, we're going to talk about that next show.
Oh, okay.
She wants to call in as well.
Yes.
Let's go to that clip. Tell everybody they can go to YouTube. And what YouTube do they go to?
Okay. They go to Singing and Speaking Training by Sarah, no H, Ann Butler, like the English servant. Singing and Speaking Training by Sarah Ann Butler. And you'll see samples of my acting, and you'll see some of the techniques I've used with my students on that channel.
Wow. So the one we're going to play the clip now was something that you put together with different voices, I think, as well. And the one that you showed me when you first came to the station.
Right. What I did was I wrote my own script. I wrote my own version of the movie Get Out, the teacup scene. And Then I did an Irish accent, and then I did a way to buzz through all of Florida by way of a helicopter with hors d'oeuvres served, so you can see, get to your point of contact faster rather than driving. And then I also, for a hobby, I picked up the bass guitar, and So you'll see a little segment of me playing Kansas City because I raised my kids in Kansas City.
Wow. Real quick question before we go to that clip. How did you start in this? Did you take training from somebody, or where did you get all of the voice expert knowledge that you're teaching now?
It all started because I was sickly and I couldn't attend school full time. And so the school in Wilmington, Delaware sent me the drama teacher, and so this is in first grade, and she had me memorize a poem every month. Mm. And she was the drama teacher grades 1 through 12. And so Mary Catherine Mullins, wherever you are in the heavens, bless your cotton picking soul. and that's how it first started. And then I studied classical and just kept getting scholarships. And so I was a coloratura. Then I was a Fulbright scholar in London, England, and and was sitting with a salad waiting for an opera to start. You know, you have these little salad bowls.
Yes.
Little areas, you know, and it was very cheap then. I said, who's a good teacher of sopranos? And Madeline Findon took my voice, and she said, you're singing like an eagle, but you're really a dicky bird. So all of a sudden I had this light voice, and she had studied under George's Cunelli. And so when I became a university professor of voice, he allowed me to watch his students for a whole summer in London. And then another wonderful teacher I had was at Howard University.
Mm.
She was a chairperson of the voice department, and she only took full-time instructors, and So I drive up, I drive 4.5 hours to take a 40-minute or 30-minute mm-hmm. lesson
wow.
with yeah. Carolyn Grant.
Okay.
You know, and it was...
I found out something watching you two ladies, mm-hmm. That when you did your different accents, different parts of the whole mouth was
That's
used.
That's right.
So is it fair to say that according to your culture... Is where you put your emphasis on your the parts of your mouth that speak?
Well, it's cultureless. Yes. Isn't that wonderful? It's cultureless.
Yes.
What you're doing is you're putting all the emphasis on where the sunglasses drop down right here mm-hmm. or where my circles end. Mm-hmm. and then you just stay in that face area.
Mm-hmm.
And then I made my own movie called on my website you can rent it called Voice Gym, and so you lift this upper lip mm-hmm. and you see it takes care of all this area in here.
Wait a second, you said you can rent it?
Yes.
How do you do that?
What you do is you go to the website and you pay $10. And for 30 days,
you can rent it.
You can rent sections of it. You can rent the one section that is really more about the breathing, which is
wow.
wake up. And then the other one is to expand the range, is to keep it going.
And the diaphragm has something to do with it, too.
The belly more than the diaphragm. Isn't that interesting?
Okay.
And then the older a person gets, and I mean over 45, you've got to use these side ribs.
Oh, my God.
You know, and so just let's all put our hands up mm-hmm. and then just relax. And you see how you have more expansion
yes.
here?
Yes. Yes, I see that.
Yeah. And so you're going to use more side ribs to keep going on the sets or, wow. or whatever.
Beautiful.
And then the other area is in yoga training, they're always saying... what are you doing with your belly and below the belly, breathing? And that's the seat of the emotions. So that's the area that you push from rather than push the neck forward.
Okay.
Very interesting. Ladies, I know it is. We have 5 minutes left. And what I'd like to do real quick is I want to thank you. We're going to end with your clip on YouTube that we have. And Sarah, thank you so much for being here. It's been a delight.
It's been so interesting.
Yes. You know, that makes the extra resume power, because the more that you have on your resume, the more power it is to these film directors, and especially with dialogue and training, you know, when they have you come up with an accent, you think you're doing it the right way, but you really need professional training.
Of course.
Wow.
That's so nice.
Thank you so much again for being here. And Yvonne, we're going to go to the next hour here in just a minute, and we're going to start to play their, you know, few minute clip from YouTube here, a little bit about you. All right, I'm Dawn Reese.
Welcome. My husband and I fully approve of you dating our cracker daughter. The first step in the coagular procedure is hypnotism. You smoke? I can cure that and alleviate your concerns with this magical teacup. Yes, you did nothing to help your dying mother. You were paralyzed with guilt. Now fall down, sink in. Once you step into McNamara's plant and tree nursery, you will be amazed at your choices. I, a direct descendant of a four-leaf clover, and the owner's wife, will deliver your plant or tree that has been sung to or touched by my loving Hans. Just phone 727-555-1234. Or stop by McNamara's Nursery. Business travel at the speed of your printer. Is that even possible? Zip around the country in a rented collapsible helicopter, complete with a licensed pilot and hors d'oeuvres to keep you on top of your game. I can do this. Yes, I can. I know I can to do this. I'm perfect.
You ready for your audition?
I sure am.
Okay.
Yes.
I open up the curtains. Okay, everybody, next personal audition is going to be Sarah Ann Butler, like the English servant. So let's give her a big round of applause.
Ladies, wow, that was really impressive, Sarah. And again, give your phone number and website that they can reach you at.
Yes, Sarah Ann Butler at 727-403-2778.
It's a pleasure. Did you enjoy this, Yvonne?
I really, really did.
I know. Mm-hmm. Well, I have to give everybody a plug. Remember to go to MyPillow.com and get some comfortable sleeping. I took my husband's MyPillow, Yvonne, and
you have a pillow for me, you said.
I'm working on it. I'm going to have him send it. I took that one, too. But I'm going to get one more. But put in the word beach, and that is the promo code. Also, go to theaquavault.com and put in Hollywood 1. This is a super cool thing that I use at the Lazy River. And I love it. I love it. And we have a whitening toothpaste that we're selling as well. Oh, Yvonne, guess what?
What?
One more thing before the next hour. We have a marketing guru from China that is an investor that he also works with all the Walmarts around the U.S. If someone has a product out there, we can probably get it into the Walmarts. So we'll promote it on the air. He'll see it. And now we've become our own marketing for this guru. So who knows? You may have a product, 5,000 Walmarts. We might be able to get you in, but we have to see the product first.
Okay.
So now we're our own Shark Tank.
Okay.
We'll have to come up with a segment. I don't know, Bobby. What's the segment for that one?
I had a name for it, too. A radio version of that.
Oh, I like that.
Have to think about it.
Think about that for the next hour.
Thank you, ladies, for joining us today.
Yeah. Yes. Get ready. The next hour is a world tourism pageant. We're going to talk to some international winners as I actually got the global title in Nashville.
We're going to talk about something about you, too, right?
Yes. We're super excited about that. And what it takes to prepare yourself. Oh. Yvonne, I had no idea. I mean, I won this title, I would say, by the skin of my teeth. I haven't been in competing for 20 years. You know, so there's a lot that goes into this. So stay tuned. Come back with us and enjoy the Positive Power Hour pageantry segment of Positive Pageantry. So we'll be back. I'm Dawn Reese, HollywoodConnections.biz. Bobby, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back.
Yay.